我们一起翻开圣经哥林多前书15:23-25。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 15, verses 23 to 25.
翻到了，我们一起来读。
If you have it, we can read it together.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。哥林多前书15:50-57。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verses 50-57.
我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
弟兄们，我告诉你们说，
血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏
的不能承受不朽坏的。我如今
把
一切奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要
警戒。
就在一霎时、眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的
总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，
这必朽坏的既变成不
朽
坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，
那
时钉上
所
系死被得胜吞灭
的
话就
灭
了。
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。哥林多后书5:15。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verses 15.
并且他必众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。我们再读啊，腓立比书第三章第十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 10. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第十节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10. And
to
wave for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath.
我们回头读马太福音第十七章第九节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 17, verse 9.
下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”马太福音第27:62-66。
Matthew 27:62-66. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate. Sir, they said, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, after 3 days I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first.
他从死里复活了。
Take a guard,
这样，那后来的迷惑比先前的更厉害了。比拉多说：“你们有看守的兵，去把祭
品的
把守妥当。”他们就带着看守的兵同去，封了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。约翰福音11:25。
John chapter 11 verse 25.
Jesus said to her,
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Verse 27, Yes, Lord, she told him, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world.
使徒行传第二章二十四节。
The book of Acts, chapter 2,
二十四节。
Verse 24,
神却将死的痛苦解释了， 叫他复活，因为他也不能
被死。God raising from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death.
我们再读三十三节到三十六节。
The same chapter, verse 33 to 36.
他既被神的
右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，
又从父受了所应许的圣灵，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，
又从父受了所应许的圣灵，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，又
从父受了所应许的圣灵，
For David did not ascend into heaven, and yet he said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Romans chapter 6, verse 4
to 5.We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
We will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. The last verse we read is Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6.
Revelation 20, verse 6. Chapter 20, verses 4 to 6.
我们一起来
读。I saw
thrones on
which
were seated
those who had been given authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony for Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or their hands.
They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be freed from God and Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
They will be神和基督的祭司并要与基督一同作王一千年。我们圣经读到这边。
我们今天晚上要谈最大的一个题目。
And tonight we want to talk about the biggest theme.
基督复活。
The resurrection of Christ.
这个复活也在教会的里面。
And this resurrection shall also appear in his church.
叫我们经历他的复活的大能。
So that we can experience the power of his resurrection.
我们的复活是主的最大的力量。
And resurrection is the greatest power of the Lord.
像死是撒旦的最大的力量。
Death is the biggest power of Satan.
撒旦称为掌死权的魔鬼。
Because devil is called the one who holds the power of death.
死从撒旦出来的。
Death.Comes from the devil.
把整个人类都吞下去了。
And that swallow up the entire human race.
把整个一切受造都破坏了。
And destroy all creations of the Lord.
从自由人类以来，人类一直在死亡的悲哀命运里面。
Ever since the history of man, man falls into the pitiful fate of death.
直等到耶稣基督来了。
Until Jesus Christ comes.
神的儿子把什么带给我们？
What has the Son of God brought to us?
神的儿子带给我们最大的一件事。
The greatest thing that he has brought forth for us.
把生命带来。
He brought forth the life.
主说我是生命。
The Lord says, I am the life.
我是复活。
I am the resurrection.
生命复活不是两件事。
Life and resurrection are not two matters.
生命复活都在主一个人的身上。
But they are all in Christ Jesus.
我们不是也有生命吗？
Don't we have lives too?
所有会死的生命不是真的生命。
The life that eventually dies is not life.
我们这里是个虚幻的生命。
It's a vain life.
出现一段时候就不见了。
Because it will come to its end at the end.
所以在约翰福音十一章二十五节主讲句最大的话。
So in John 11, the Lord made the greatest statement.
我是生命。
He said, I am the life.
我是复活。
I am the resurrection.
复活就是主的生命里面。
Because the resurrection is in the life of the Lord.
除主之外没有复活这件事。
Aside from the Lord, there is no resurrection.
主就是生命。
Because the Lord is the life.
主就是复活。
He is the resurrection. resurrection.
主把生命带来了。
The Lord brings forth the life for us.
这个生命就是复活的生命。
In this life is the life of resurrection.
什么叫做复活生命？
What does it mean to have a life of resurrection?
复活把所有死亡都吞下去了。
Because the resurrection swallows up all the death.
生命吞死亡。
It's a life that swallows up death.
这是主的复活。
That is the resurrection of the Lord.
死的力量多大？
How great is the power in the Lord's death?
全人类逃不过死亡命运。
No human being can escape the fate of death.
死亡把所有神的受造都吞吃了。
But the Lord swallowed up the entire creation.
一直到神的儿子来了。
Until the coming of the Lord, the Son of God.
他把生命带来。
He also brought forth life.
我是生命。
He said, I am life.
我是复活。
I am resurrection.
主耶稣不能到复活那天才复活、啊、
The Lord did not resurrect until the date of resurrection from the dead.
当初降生来到地上。
Since his birth unto this world.
复活就在主的里面。
Resurrection was already in Jesus.
在主之外，整个世界，整个人类都在死亡的里面。
Aside from Jesus, entire human race is in the fate of dying.
昨天开始我们讲。
And so the Lord said.
主说让死人去埋死人。
Yesterday we talked about the Lord says, let the dead to bury the dead.
你跟从我。
But you follow me.
在主眼中都是死人。
Because in the eyes of the Lord, everyone is a dead man.
活着的人也是死人。
Even you may be breathing, you are still dead in his eyes.
死亡掌权在整个的人类里面。
Because death holds the power of everyone.
所以我们看见整个人类的社会里面。
So you look at our life.
满了属灵的死亡。
It's spiritual death everywhere.
我们眼睛开了。
Until one day our eyes open.
我们就看见四福音书何等伟大。
And we realize what a great four books in the gospel.
整个人类都在黑暗死亡的里面。
The entire human race has fallen into the darkness of death.
主耶稣来了。
But Jesus came.
把真生命带来了。
He brought forth the real life.
把复活带来了。
He brought forth the resurrection.
所以四本福音书。
These four gospels.
到末了。
At the end,
都停在复活。
They all talk about the resurrection.
每一本福音书
都结束在复活。Each and every gospel end in God, the Lord's resurrection.
复活跟升天是一件事。
Resurrection and ascension actually are the same.
复活生命一定升天了。
Because the resurrection life naturally ascends.
但是四本福音书。
In these four gospels.
每一本福音书都记复活。
Every gospel will record the resurrection of the Lord.
升天不同。
Yeah, ascension is different.
两本福音书记升天。
Only two gospels record the ascension.
两本福音书不记升天。
The other two gospels did not mention ascension.
记和不记都有它大的讲究的。
And there is a reason for that.
马太福音
In Matthew,
到了最后
when it comes to the end of that book,
只讲复活
he only talk about resurrection.
没有记升天
it did not record the ascension.
因为马太福音说主是君王
because the focus of Matthew is Jesus the king.
君王还要留在地上管理治理万民
the king shall remain on earth to rule over.
所以马太福音自己复活不记升天。
Therefore, that's why the book of Matthew only mentioned the resurrection but not the ascension.
马可福音记升天。
Yeah, in the book of Mark, it talked about ascension.
马可福音说主是仆人。
And because in that book, the Lord is the servant.
神的仆人。
He is the servant of God.
仆人要以升天做他的奖赏。
And the servant will be rewarded with ascension.
所以马可福音记升天。
Therefore, the book of Mark talk about ascension at the end.
路加福音
And the book of Luke also talk about ascension.
就是路加福音说主是个完美的人。
Because in that book, the Lord is that perfect man.
超凡的人。
That supreme man.
人需要以升天做他的结局。
And man has to have an ending of ascension.
约翰福音不记升天。
Yeah, in the book of John, there's no mentioning of ascension.
约翰福音说主是神的儿子。
Because the emphasis of the John is the Son of God.
升天对神的儿子没有意义。
There's no point to mention the Son of God's ascension.
他本来才从荣耀的天上来的。
Because the Son of God came from glory.
主说虽然在地人就在天
He was the son of God He was on earth but he remained in heaven
所以约翰福音不记升天
Therefore there's no mentioning of ascension in the book of John
四本福音书都记复活
In these four books They all recorded the fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
不是主的复活的时候才复活了。
Jesus did not have resurrection until he rose from the dead.
主道成肉身来到地上。
Ever since he was born into this world,
他就把复活带到地上来了。
He has brought forth resurrection to us.
33年半行走在地上。
For 33 and a half years, Jesus lived on earth.
主一直表现一件事。
Everything he manifested.
生命。
Was alive, swallow up death.
在座四位的人都是死亡。
And everyone around Jesus was dead.
特别那些法利赛人、撒都该人啊。
Especially Pharisees.
他的死亡的代表。
And Sadducees, they were like representation of death.
他们来试探主。
They tempted Jesus.
他们是计谋要来害主。
They set up a strategy to trick Jesus.
他们一直要想找主这个漏洞。
They try to find faults with Jesus.
可以把主交给罗马人。
And they sold Jesus to Romans.
每次法利赛人出现了
Every time when Pharisees appear in the Bible
他们讲的话讲什么话不重要
It's not important what they said
所有的话都代表属灵死亡
Because everything they said was nothing but spiritual death
都用属灵死亡来围困耶稣基督
And they tried to surround Jesus with spiritual death
而耶稣基督的伟大表现
But the great manifestation of our Lord Jesus
生命吞死亡
Was to show forth his life that swallowed up death
四福音书建立个最伟大的榜样。
Therefore, in the four gospels, Jesus gave us the best example.
也留给我们一个最伟大的脚踪。
And left for us his footsteps.
今天主把复活放在教会的里面。
And today he has put his resurrection in his church.
主如何生活的
？How Jesus lived on earth.
教会照样生活。
In the same way, church should live accordingly.
主一生的一个中心就生命吞死亡。
And one thing Jesus had all his life is life swallow up death.
教会两千年的历史
for 2,000 some years
就是生命吞死亡
the history of church is nothing but life swallow up death.
主的复活在教会里面
therefore the Lord's resurrection is in the church.
两千年在那个最大的逼迫里面
in 2,000 years church has been persecuted greatly.
仇敌在每一个时候都要那么恨教会
and every moment the devil is trying to defeat the church.
教会吞噬了
swallow up his church
教会跟仇敌的征战
there are always a constant struggle between devil and church
那就是道成肉身耶稣征战的继续
and church is nothing but the word continuous word become flesh of Jesus Christ
今天主就活在教会的里面
because the Lord lives in his church today
教会两千年的历史
for 2,000 years of history of church
一个中心
There's one thing
叫生命吞死亡
that is life swallow up death
要把所有的死亡都吞下去
swallows up all the death
这也是神儿女生活的中心
it's also the focal point of us children of God's life
今天复活在我们身上
therefore resurrection has been seen on us
在我们里面
inside of us
我们要在我们的生活里面
in our daily living
表现一件事
we need to manifest one important thing
生命吞死亡
that is his life swallows up death
生命吞噬我不在大事上
Not on big things
就在日常最小的事上
But on little things
生命吞死亡
The life swallows up death
我们四位的人所表现都是死亡
People around us manifest nothing but death
而我们的见证
Yet our testimony
神儿女的见证就是生命吞死亡
The testimony of children of God is that life swallowing death
这我们天天继续的征战
and this is a constant battle for us
主耶稣把复活带来了
and Jesus brought forth his resurrection
他们最后把主钉十字架
and they nailed him on the cross at the end
主大声喊叫气断了
and the Lord cried out and gave his last breath
撒旦他们要乐得发疯了
Satan was so glad
我们终于把神的儿子除掉了
we finally we do away with the Son of God
把神的儿子那个困到阴府来了
now we can bind him in Hades
所以他们在幕僚讲的话
so what they said at the end
代表那个讲就代表撒旦的话
represent the saying of Satan
他们说当叫做巡抚毕大头说当主活着的时候
and they told Pilate when this man when he was alive
一直说第三天他要复活
and he kept on saying that he will come to alive on the third day
所以不能让他这话应验了
so that we make sure this doesn't happen
以后的迷惑比今天更大了
otherwise the deception would be worse than before
把很大的石头堵在这个洞门口
so they rolled a huge stone at the opening of the cave
那个大石头几个人抬不动的
it took several people to move that stone.
还不放心,
but they didn't feel safe enough.
兵丁看守,
so they actually sent extra guards to guard the place.
那这个笑话, 这个石头给兵丁都堵住,
what a joke. Can stone or soldiers stop Jesus?
第三天主复活了,
on the third day, Jesus resurrected.
主复活了, 身上裹着紧,
and he was bound in fine linen. And his head was also wrapped in cloth. Resurrection.
和一切物质没有关系,
has nothing to do with materials.
主不是解开那个西马一走出来的,
it's not the Lord untied himself and walked out.
主一下出来了,
but suddenly he came out.
西马一留在那里,
and so he left all the clothes behind.
和主没有关系,
those things have nothing to do with the Lord anymore.
复活,
resurrection.
打破一切的限制,
destroy all the boundaries.
人堕落了限制追到什么限制,
and what is the greatest restriction for us?
限制我们东西多了,
there are many restrictions, right? And their greatest restrictions are two.
一个是时间的下控制,
one that we are restricted by time.
一个是空间的控制,
and space.
变成的儿子道成肉身了,
when the Son of God came into this world.
然后在地上人就受时间,
when he was a man, he was confined by time and space.
同一个时候,
at the same time,
主只能对一个人说话,
in, at the same time, Jesus can only speak to one person. At the same time,
他只能在一个地方行神迹,
he can only perform miracles at one place.
耶稣基督复活了,
but after Jesus resurrected,
打破时间空间一切限制,
he broke all the boundaries and restrictions of time and space.
主在同一个时候,
so at the same time,
给千千万万人说话,
he can speak to thousands and thousands of people.
每一个听见主说话的人,
and everyone can hear him.
都觉得主在我这里啊,
and everyone that hear him think that Jesus is here with me.
怎么你也听见主说话呢?
How come you say you also heard him?
主你千万人说话, 都说的不同的话,
and he will speak to millions of people and different things.
这是复活大能,
and that's the power of his resurrection.
打破时间的控制,
and that broke the boundary and restriction of time and space.
也打破了空间的限制,
broke the boundary of time and space.
读的一个时候,
so in the same time,
可以在千万地方行神迹,
he can perform miracles in many, many places.
就不同的神迹,
and different miracles as well.
复活基督伟大吧,
that is the great resurrection.
所有限制都打破了,
all the restrictions are broken.
所以他们要做一件事,
therefore, they need to do this.
把石头堵起来,
they need to roll over a huge stone.
把兵丁看守,
send guards to set around the stone.
主不见了,
but the Lord still disappeared.
他们说这个不得了,
they said, this is bad.
他们也知道主复活了,
they also knew the Lord indeed resurrected.
这些人下地狱, 这是没话讲的,
you know, they really should, they deserve to go to hell.
他们把宁钱就贿赂那些看守的兵丁,
they actually bribed those soldiers,
就说大谎啊,
and asked them to lie.
说他的门徒啊,
tell a big lie,
says
their disciples came and stole his body.
那上帝祝福他们呢,
and Satan blessed those people.
圣经说他们这个谎言传, 一直传到今天传在他们中间,
and their lies have passed down from generation to generation.
谎言的灵,
and that's the spirit of lies.
要蒙蔽复活大能,
try to block the power of resurrection.
谎言的灵在全人类中间做这件事,
and this spirit of lies doing that in human race right now.
要蒙蔽主的复活大能,
to shadow the resurrection power of our Lord.
复活大能不是任何力量能够蒙蔽的,
yeah, there's nothing can shadow the power of the Lord.
当主复活的时候,
when Jesus rose from the dead,
弟兄姊妹120人,
there were 120 brothers and sisters.
今天弟兄姊妹多少啊?
How many brothers and sisters we have here?
全天下都是,
how many in this world?
每一个国家里面都有,
in every nation there are Christians.
数不过来的神的儿女了,
and you, there are countless children of God in this world.
2000年基督徒多少啊?
Not to mention over 2,000 years.
说明一件事,
it tells us one thing.
我们的主是复活的主,
that our Lord is the Lord of resurrection.
打破一切限制,
he broke down all the restrictions.
中国人是最保守的民族,
and Chinese are very conservative.
中国人信主打破一亿了,
yeah, we have over 100 million Christians now.
我们真是感谢主,
and we thank the Lord for that.
今天圣灵大能,
the power of his life,
见证复活,
testify his resurrection.
我们要问个很大的问题,
so we will ask this big question.
圣灵究竟是谁啊?
So who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵降临了,
The Holy Spirit came down.
很多人把圣灵看作个能力。
A lot of people regard the Holy Spirit a power.
你错了。
You are wrong.
有的人把圣灵看作个生命。
Some people regard Holy Spirit a life.
还是错了。
That is still incorrect.
圣灵是谁？
So who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是主。
Holy Spirit is nothing but Jesus.
那主和主有什么不同呢？
So what's the difference between the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
四福音讲到主。
The four gospels talk about the Lord.
讲到在肉身里面的基督。
And the Lord in his flesh and blood.
到了使徒行传。
But when it comes to the book, the Acts.
也讲到主。
It also talk about the Lord.
讲到圣灵了。
But here talk about the Lord and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is the resurrected Lord.
圣灵是主。
It's the Lord himself.
圣灵是复活的主。
Holy Spirit is the risen Lord himself.
圣灵把一切限制都打破了。
And has also broken down all the restrictions and limitations.
所以主升天，圣灵降临了。
So the Lord ascending to heaven and send down the Holy Spirit.
我们常常说我们盼望主的再来。
We often said we are expecting the coming of the Lord.
事实主已经来了。
The thing is, he's already here.
主回去不很久。
He won't return for long.
他从圣灵里回来了。
Because he has returned.In the Holy Spirit.
主在不在我们中间？
So is the Lord here?
主在我们中间。
He is here.
他在圣灵里面回来了。
He has returned already in the Holy Spirit.
我们讲第二次再来。
When we talk about the second coming of the Lord.
那主就肉身里面再回来了。
That is, he's going to return in flesh.
在当中的圣灵里面回来了。
And then through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord himself.
圣灵是复活基督。
It's the resurrected Christ.
圣灵打破一切限制。
The Holy Spirit has broken down all the limitations.
我们对主的福音有很大的信心啊。
Therefore, we should have faith in His gospel.
我们曾经带过不可能信主的人信主了。
We have helped people that to believe in Christ, people that we don't think they will believe.
带过有太大困难的人信主了。
And that we have helped the most difficult person to believe in the Lord.
没有人可以抵挡圣灵的工作。
Because no one can resist the power of the Holy Spirit.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
救一切相信的人。
Will save those who believe.
今天我们这么多的人都信主了。
Everyone here has believed.
圣灵大能。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit. 复活
基督的工作。
And that's the work of the risen Christ.
打破一切限制。
He has broken down all limitations.
当把他们挂在十字架，主挂在十字架。
And when they put him on the cross.
使徒行传二章，他们起来做见证。
In the books of book of Acts chapter 2, these people rose up and testified.
使徒行传常常讲一句话。
And he often said this in the book of Acts.
使徒们说我们为这事做见证。
They say we testify for this.
为这事做见证。
For this matter.
这是什么事啊？
What is the matter they're talking about?
使徒讲的这事。
The thing they were referring to
就说到主的复活
is the resurrection of the Lord.
为复活做见证。
The apostle testified for the resurrection of the Lord.
复活的主眼睛看不见。
You cannot see the risen Lord with your naked eyes.
圣灵来了。
But the Holy Spirit comes.
主在我们里面。
And the Lord abides in us.
主的能力在教会里面。
And the power of the Lord is in his church.
主的能力进到教会出去。
And through the church, his powers go out.
千千万万人得救了。
So millions of people can believe.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
圣灵就是复活基督。
Because the Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
所以使徒行传二章他们起来做见证。
Therefore, in the book of Acts chapter 2,
你们把他挂在木头上杀了。
They say you kill him on the cross.
神却叫死的痛苦结束了。
Yet the Lord has raised him from the dead, freeing from the agony.
叫他复活。
And he raised him from the dead and freeing from the agony of death.
我们人类得到第一线的盼望了。
And that is our first line of hope.
主把真生命带给我们了。
Because he now gave us his real life.
主的生命就是复活。
And his life is his resurrection.
主耶稣复活了。
The Lord has risen.
所以福音在到处广传了。
Therefore, that good news was spread all over the places.
Mr. Barker 给我们读以赛亚书啊。
Mr. Barker shared the book of Isaiah with us.
这是未讲到中国人的地方。
Indeed, that's the only place in the Bible talk about Chinese.
但主要回来了。
One day the Lord is returning.
有人从西方来。
There are people from the west.
有人从南方来。
From the south.
说东方他不讲东方。
But regarding the West, at least they did not use the word East or Orient. 从秦
从 China 来。
They say people from Qing means China.
当主回来的时候。
When the Lord returns.
中国人是个大的特色。
China or Chinese is a big part of people.
超过一亿的人信主了。
Over 100 million people, I believe.
就在以赛亚书那张圣经里面。
And you can see that the scripture in Isaiah has actualized.
他们都是困苦之民。
And they are people of suffering.
中国的基督徒真的困苦啊。
Indeed, Chinese Christians suffer much.
所以我第一次回中国。
I remember when I visited China for the first time, I went to Shanghai.
我要去很多地方。
I need to visit other places too.
上帝兄们说史蒂翁你只要讲一个题目就可以了。
And they, people in Shanghai said, just share one topic.
我讲什么题目
I said, what topic?
讲主再来
Talk about the coming of the Lord.
各处弟兄姊妹都要听主再来
Because all the Christians in China want to listen to this message.
但我进去了 好多年我没讲过主再来
I have visited many years, many times, but I never talk about that.
还要把活的主给人啊
I rather give people the living Lord.
还要把圣灵给人啊
The Holy Spirit.
光担心要盼望主再来没有用啊
It's no use to hope for the second coming of the Lord.
我们要准备迎接主来啊
But it's important to prepare for his coming.
圣灵降下了
The Holy Spirit came down.
在中国这么多人信主了
There are so many people in China have believed.
但真是盼望主来啊
They also anticipate the coming of the Lord.
他们环境太困难了
Because their situation is quite difficult.
主来的时候他们是最喜乐的群人
And they will be the people that rejoice greatly when the Lord returns.
他们有困苦之民
They are people that suffer.
主终于来了
Finally, the Lord returns.
把仇敌都打败了
and defeat all their foes.
感谢主，我们海外中国人就感觉没有那么个强化
And the Chinese that are overseas don't feel as desperate as people in China. We also expect the coming of the Lord.
真的想念主来
We really miss the Lord.
主来快了
And He's coming soon.
今天主要把复活放在教会的里面
And the Lord is going to put His resurrection in His church.
我们做复活的见证人
And we will be the witnesses of His resurrection.
我们传的不是个道理的主
We're not here to preaching a doctrine.
我们讲的主不是个在文字上的主
Or the word, just words.
我们传复活基督
We're here to preaching the resurrected Christ.
我们传因为是永远活在宝座的主
We share this because He's the Lord who sits on the throne forever.
他就降下圣灵了
He has sent down the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵里面回来了
He has returned in His Holy Spirit.
主在不在我们这里
Is the Lord here?
在不在
Is He here?
主在我们这里
He is here.
主在地上跟所有神的儿女同在
The Lord is with His children all over the place on earth.
是我们的生命
He is our life.
是我们的能力
He is our power.
靠着主度过两千年
And we have passed through over 2,000 years by the power of the Lord.
我自己靠着主度过72年
I myself has relied on His grace for 70 years.
我侍奉的是活的神
And I know I'm serving a living God.
我不是讲个道理的主
I'm not just here teaching a theory.
我讲的主
The Lord I'm talking about
在我们里面
is the Lord that lives in us.
是我们生命
is my life.
是我们能力
and my power.
是我们权柄
and our privilege.
教会靠着这个能力
and through this authority, the church has lived for over 2,000 years.
教会的环境没有一个世纪好过
and there's no easy time for His church.
我们在美国没有逼迫
and in America you may not feel the persecution.
南美就有逼迫
Yeah, in Southern America, there's persecution.
欧洲只有西欧没有逼迫。
And in Europe, Western Europe wasn't persecuted.
东欧、南欧有很大的逼迫。
The Southern and the Eastern Europe have been persecuted.
整个世界没有逼迫的很少啊。
And there are very few places Christians are not persecuted.
21世纪了。
Now we're in the 21st century.
教会走过21世纪最艰难的道路。
And this is the most difficult time for church.
所以耶稣基督显明他是复活的基督。
Therefore, he wants to reveal himself as the resurrected Christ.
教会靠着复活基督活到今天。
The church lived till today through the life of the resurrected Christ.
胜到今天。
And we have overcome till this day.
所以我们要知道一件事。
So we need to know one thing.
我们不是盼望得胜。
We're not in the hope of victory.
我们说主已经得胜了。
But we know the Lord has overcome.
主在十字架已经得胜了。
He has won the victory on the cross.
占领阴间领土。
And he has taken hold the land of Hades.
掳掠背叛君王。
And he has captured the ruler of the darkness.
主的得胜有多大呀？
And how great is his victory?
大得胜了。
Great victory. victory.
我们就会夸耀主的得胜。
And the church will boast about the victory of Jesus.
今天晚上我们就夸主的得胜。
And tonight we'll boast his victory.
怎么知道主得胜了？
How do we know he overcame?
怎么知道主得胜了？
How do we know he won the victory?
圣灵降下了。
Because the Holy Spirit has come.
主升到宝座。
The Lord ascended into heaven into his throne.
降下圣灵。
And sent down the Holy Spirit.
五旬节第一次把120个弟兄姊妹都浇灌了。
And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and filled 120 brothers and sisters.
他们得着一个力量。
They were empowered.
要打败罗马帝国。
And defeated the Roman Empire.
这些加利利的小民，罗马帝国不在他们眼中。
All these insignificant Galileans, Roman Empire don't even care about them.
保罗写罗马书就在罗马写的。
And Paul wrote the book of Romans in Rome.
福音本身神的大能。
That's the gospel is the power of God.
罗马帝国，我去过罗马。
I went to Rome.
罗马帝国的灰尘都找不到了。
And you can even see the dust of the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国化成灰烬了。
It's completely gone.
教会全世界都是。
Yet you see church everywhere in this world.
他们用一百年时间逼迫教会。
And Roman Empire tried to destroy church through 100 years.
罗马帝国倒下去了。
But they eventually fell.
所有在地上逼迫教会的政权都要倒下去。
Every government that persecute church.
教会永远存在。
And church remains standing forever.
教会传到世界每一个角落。
And you see church in every corner in this world.
我们所传的复活基督。
And we are preaching the Lord of Resurrection.
复活基督就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
那么怎么知道主耶稣在宝座？
So how do you know Jesus is on the throne?
当圣灵降下了。
When the Holy Spirit is sent down.
圣灵降在我们身上了。
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们就确实知道主在宝座。
Then we are sure that our God is on the throne.
圣灵好像神给我们张发票。
It's like a deposit or receipt. Holy Spirit is like a receipt.
我们拿到这发票了。
We have the receipt in our hand.
这边东西咱们已经收到了。
It's like we receive something.
收到神给我们张 receipt 发票，对不对
？Receipt is given to us because we give something.
耶稣基督登宝座了。
The Lord has.
圣灵降下
Holy Spirit was sent down
就是那个发票
And that's a receipt sent by God
我们经历圣灵
We experience the Holy Spirit
我们就能心里确实知道
So we can know for sure
主耶稣在宝座
That the Lord is on the throne
主耶稣在荣耀
My Lord Jesus is in the glory
所以圣灵降下了
So he sent down his Holy Spirit
圣灵就是神给我们的发票
So the Holy Spirit is like the receipt from God
圣灵在倾注在我们身上
And then the Holy Spirit is poured down onto us.
每一次有这个现象发生
Every time we have that kind of experience
就宣告一件最大的事
It's proclaiming the big thing
宝座了
That our Lord is enthroned.
我们征战
When we fight
是打一个已经打胜的仗
We are fighting a battle that's been won.
不是我们今天拼命去打仗。
It's not we're trying to fight with our own strength.
主已经胜了。
Because Jesus has won the victory.
我们宣告主的得胜。
We do nothing but proclaiming his victory.
我们夸主的得胜。
We do nothing but boasting his victory.
夸耀主得胜。
We boast of his victory.
才有我们这些人的存在啊。
So that's the reason why we're here.
我们存在。
We exist.
我活着。
We live.
就是主得胜的见证。
It's the testimony of his victory.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
赞美主。
Praise、
圣灵降临了。
The Holy Spirit has come.
耶稣已经得胜了。
The Lord has won.
我们打了已经打胜的仗。
We are fighting a war that has been won.
哥哥他十字架把所有征战都打完了。
On the cross, the Lord has finished all the battles.
仇敌失败了。
The enemy has lost.
他永远失败了。
He is lost once for all.
仇敌蒙羞了。
They have been shamed.
他永远蒙羞。
And they will be ashamed forever.
我们夸主的得胜。
So all we need to do is boast his victory.
那么主把他这个复活放在教会里面。
And the Lord has given his church his victory.
从教会身上活出来。
And from church he's lived out.
一粒麦子落入地里死了。
And a grain of wheat is not falling to ground.
仍旧是一粒。
Remains a grain.
若是死了。
Yet if it dies.
结出许多子粒来。
It will yield many, many grains.
在我身上，在你身上都 长出来了。
And you and I are those life.
都长出个青翠的苗来了。
And the beautiful things that sprout through us.
我们的肉体仍旧败坏。
Our fleshly life is still wicked.
但是我们活出主来。
But we can at the same time live out the Lord's beauty.
真的是主在我们的生活里面了。
That's really because the Lord is in our life.
从我们生活里面活出来了。
So that He can be lived out through us in our life.
神的儿女家里会完了回到家中。
So when you return home from the conference,
最要紧记得一件事。
Remember to do this one important thing.
回去做见证。
You have to testify.
做主复活的见证。
You should be a testimony of the resurrection of the Lord.
妻子不要再跟丈夫吵架了。
So wives, stop arguing with your husbands.
丈夫不要再虐待妻子了。
Husbands, stop abusing your wives.
你要知道，你已经站在一个得胜的事实上。
You have to know that you are now standing at the position of a victor. 妻子不
是不讲理的丈夫。
So, wife, if you are dealing with an unreasonable husband, you should boast the victory of the Lord.
如果你听见我这话，这句做，你要闯祸了。
Don't do what I just said.
你不要说，我要向你发声了，那你往找麻烦了。
I'm not saying just go tell your husband I'm boasting the victory.
这个胜要在我们的生活里面活出来啊。
Instead, your victory should be seen through you live out the life of the Lord.
从你的丈夫虐待暴躁脾气。
And husband, you might have an ill temper before.
有的男的厉害，跟他对吵。
And then some wives also have a bad temper. They want to fight, quarrel.
前几日子发表白一个法律员。
And not too long ago, they changed the law.
家暴这个名字。
Domestic violence.
从前意义就是丈夫虐待妻子。
In the past, it's defined as husband abusing wife.
法律改了。
But now they have changed the definition.
家暴也包括妻子虐待丈夫。
And the definition of domestic violence includes wife abuses husband.
现在的 lady 不是从前的 lady 了。
Ladies today are quite different.
所以家暴也可以妻子受虐待，也可以丈夫受虐待。
So there are cases wives abuse their husband.
我们站在得胜地位。
Yeah, we are standing in the position of a victor.
当你妻子发脾气的时候。
So when your wife is upset.
我们用死来回答。
We'll answer her upset with our death.
用基督的死来回答。
The death of Christ.
用基督复活来回答。
The resurrection of Christ.
那么我们讲这个事怎么用死来回答呢？
How do you do that?
保罗讲复活的经历了。
And then Paul continued to talk about the resurrection.
保罗是讲复活最好的人。
He is the best candidate to talk about resurrection.
他一直是复活的见证人。
He has been nothing but the witness of resurrection.
保罗写腓立比书。
He wrote the book of Philippians.
讲复活讲到最高峰了。
He talked about resurrection to its climax.
以弗所、哥罗西。
Ephesians, Galatians.
这保罗启示的高峰。
These are the peak of the climax of his revelation.
腓立比书。
But the book
经历的高峰
is the peak of his experience.
以弗所、哥罗西当中访问腓立比。
And the Philippians is in between Ephesians and Galatians.
这是启示跟经历的平衡。
So that is a balance between revelation and experience.
保罗讲到复活大能了。
And when Paul talked about the power of resurrection,
我从前以为我有益的。
He said things I regarded beneficial before.
我现在为着基督当作有损的。
Now I regard them.Not harmful because of the sake of Christ. And I regard everything harmful. Yeah, I regard knowing Christ to be most beneficial. And I regard all things as done.
为要得到基督。
So that I can obtain Christ.
哎呀，我真喜欢保罗讲话。
I really love what Paul said.
读保罗的写的东西，读一万遍也不会觉得疲倦的。
You will never get tired reading what Paul wrote.
依着保罗的生命啊。
And he, because of him, I gain life.
从前以为我有有益的。
Things I regarded beneficial to me before.
保罗在信主以前是个了不起的人呢。
Paul was a great person before he became a Christian. 甚至
说他学尽当代的学问。
And he was so well educated. He learned everything at the time.
最有学问的人了。
He was the most educated man.
他写个以弗所书、哥罗西书。
And when he wrote the book of Ephesians and the Colossians.
我们到今天解不清这两本书了。
And even till today, we cannot fully understand them.
以弗所第一章。
In chapter 1 of Ephesians.
在文法来说。
And you know, as far as the grammar is concerned.
整个一章是一个 sentence, 是个句子。
The whole chapter is one sentence.
哎呀，保罗的头脑太大了。
And he surely is very had a very complex mind.
他 phrase 套过 phrase， 一直套下去的。
And he just have sentence within sentence.
整个国文法是 一章。
The whole chapter is one sentence.
保罗太了不起了。
He is surely well educated.
而保罗在信主以前
，before he was a Christian，
整个他创造一个特别聪明的魂。
And he has such an intelligent soul life.
他不仅聪明。
Not only he was smart，
他也是很刚强的人。
He also has a very strong mind。
而且他的家庭是个很好的家庭。
And he has excellent upbringing。
保罗又在法庭上说：“我是罗马人所生的罗马人。”
He said, "I am a Roman out of Roman."
他讲的真话。
That was true.
那个时候以色列人做罗马公民很不容易啊。
It wasn't easy for an Israelite to become a Roman at that time.
他父亲很有地位才行啊。
He got to be coming off a family that's well, doing well.
父亲很有地位，很有钱才行啊。
And also quite rich.
也很有办法才行啊。
And has means.
做罗马公民不容易啊。
It wasn't easy for an Israelite to be a Roman.
保罗在信主以前就是罗马公民。
So before he became a Christian, he was a Roman citizen.
社会上面是高等社会的人。
And he was highly regarded.
而且这个人为着律法大发热心。
And he was zealous for the law of God.
他受过最好的教育。
He received the best education.
我的加玛利门下的人。
He received education from Gamaliel.
加玛利是个太了不起的人。
And he was a great teacher.
最大的教育家。
And he was the greatest educator.
也最大的律法家。
And the best lawyer.
我想他的学生保罗是最好的一个了。
And I think among his students, Paul probably was the best student.
而且我为着律法大发热心。
He said, I was zealous for the law.
他怎么发热心？
How?
他逼迫教会。
He persecuted church.
他到处抓教会的弟兄姊妹。
He went and arrested Christians.
为什么上残忍的刑罚？
And he punished them severely.
逼迫他们否认主。
He persecuted them, forced them to deny the name of the Lord.
保罗在我们心里的最好的一个名字。
You know, today when we thought about Paul, that's a beautiful name.
他没有信主以前呢，大家都怕这个名字。
But everybody was so afraid of him before he became a Christian.
这个人太可怕了。
He was a dreadful
man.大马士的路上
on his way to Damascus,
主向他显现了
the Lord appeared to him
我的老师 Watchman 你讲句话
my teacher Watchman said this
他主在大马士的路上
on the way of Damascus
逮捕了保罗
the Lord arrested Paul
保罗正是去逼迫教会去的呀
he was on his way to persecute church
他逮捕了
but God arrested him
主的荣耀显现了
the glory of the Lord appeared to him
他没有看见主的脸
he did not see the face of the Lord
听见主的声音
but he heardthe voice of the Lord.
扫罗扫罗为什么逼迫我
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
这个荣光太大了
And the glory was so great.
保罗的眼睛瞎了
blinded the eyes of Paul.
他说脸伏在地上
So he bowed to the ground.
主说起来
He fell to the ground, but the Lord said,
进城去
Rose up, and go into the city.
到大马色去
To Damascus.
有一个人回来找你
And there's someone's going to look for you.
说打发亚纳尼亚去找保
罗 So the Lord sent Ananias to help Paul.
亚纳尼亚这个人是个小人物啊
Ananias is a small character.
我怎么知道他小人物
How do I know so?
圣经中出现那么一次再没有了
Because he only appeared once in the Bible.
他没有再出现过第二次啊
And never appeared again.
保罗在眼睛瞎以前
and before his eyes were blind,
看见比宇宙还大的一个人啊
he saw this man greater than the entire universe.
看见一个比正午的太阳还光亮的人啊
and shining brighter than the sun at noon.
什么都看不见了
he couldn't see anything with his naked
eyes. 看见一个荣耀的人显现了
but he saw this glorious man in front of him.
他三天在那个瞎眼睛看不见
for three days he could not see anything outwardly.
充满的就是那个荣耀的人
butinwardly he was filled with the glorious vision of that man that great man
到了三天之后
3 days after
一个人来找他了
a man came to him
那么小的一个小人的
an insignificant character
人来了一个声音把手按在他身上
Ananias laid his hand on Saul
那么小的一个肉身的手的
a small hand of flesh
但是
But,
这个人传下来的力量
the power that passed with the small hand
又是那个大人物的力量
is the same power of the glorious vision
他传过来的生命
the life that passed through Paul
又是耶稣基督的生命
is the life of Jesus Christ
保罗正是看见身体的启示了
Paul saw the revelation of the body of Christ that day
所以他起来他的知识是讲基督的身体
From that point on, his ministry is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体
which is his church.
我们都是基督身上的肢体
We are all members of the body of Christ.
主在哪里显现
Where does the Lord appear?
借着教会显现
To the church, the Lord appears.
从哪里显现
Where does the Lord appear?
借着神的儿女显现
To his children, he appears.
我们 见证主的复活。
We testify the resurrection of the Lord.
我从前为我有益的。
And things I regard a beneficial before.
当作进入到基督，都当作有损的。
Now because of Christ, I consider them harmful.
从前这么多好的条件。
And all the good conditions I own.
我信主的都当作有损的。
After I believe in the Lord, these things are nothing.
万事都有损的。
All things are dung.
我认识我主耶稣基督都自保。
And I cherish the knowledge of knowing the Lord.
保罗没有保留一件事的增长。
And Paul did not keep anything to himself.
从前我看我有好的事。
Things that he thought was great.
为着基督都看作粪土。
Now, for the sake of my Christ, I consider them rubbish.
我想说你客厅里头有一堆粪在那里。
Imagine to have a pile of rubbish in your living room.
中文翻得太文雅。
And the Chinese translation is pretty elegant.
原文意思就是粪。
Actually, the original content means poo.
有粪在你的客厅里面，你要不要留着它？
Do you want to keep poo in your living room?
快快要除掉，对不对？
You want to get rid of them as soon as possible.
快快丢得远远的，对不对？
You want to get rid of them, right?
从前我以为最好的事。
Things I thought was best before.
最有益的事。
And the most beneficial
thing. 为着基督都当作粪土。
Now, for the sake of Christ, I consider them dung.
当作一堆粪。
Rubbish.
快除掉，快除掉
！And get rid of them quickly.
其实他讲的粪土，今天对我们都最好的事、啊，对我们来说都最好的事。
And you know, he may use the term rubbish or dung, but these things are bad things in our eyes today.
他的学问。
His knowledge.
他的好行为。
His good behavior.
他的好的家庭教育。
His great upbringing.
他从小守律法。
And he abided the law since he was child. Until then, he believed in the Lord.
从前与我有益的都是有损的。
All these good things he had before, now they're harmful.
把这些丢掉像个粪。
And he will throw all them away as dung.
因我已认识我主耶稣基督是至宝。
Now I consider knowing Christ the treasure.
他说了三件事。
He said three things.
叫我认识基督。
I want to know Christ.
晓得他的复活的大能。
And know of the power of his resurrection.
磨成他死的形状。
And also be like him in his death.
保罗把复活经历讲到最高峰了。
So that's the climax of the experience of resurrection.
认识基督。
To know Christ.
我们不可能认识基督的。
We can never fully know Christ.
认识基督
to know Christ
只有一件事
there's only one thing
主开了我里面眼睛了
that's if God opens my eyes
所以我们神的儿女都不觉得自己有启示
and a lot of times we don't feel that we have revelation
只要你是个得救的神的儿女
and as long as you are saved
最少你会一次启示
you at least have one revelation
主把耶稣基督启示在里面
that God has revealed Jesus Christ in your heart
我们信主了
so you believed
我们为什么会信主
Why did you believe in the Lord?
不可能的事
It's impossible for us
天下这么多人我相信有一人神的儿子
There are millions and millions of people Why do I believe one of them is the Son of God?
这怎么可能啊
How can that be possible?
我自己信主了
I believe in the Lord
信主以前我都反对主的
I opposed to the Lord before I became a Christian
有一天神开我的眼了
Until one day he opened my eyes
我眼开了
My eyes were open
我明明看见在这里有瓶水嘛
I saw there clearly a bottle of water here
你一定要说他没有
And you say it does not exist
你可以刑罚我
You can punish me
你可以逼迫我
You can persecute me
我若是软弱了我就好了没有没有
If I'm weak I might just
口里说没有，我心里说明明有嘛。
I may say that in my mouth, but you know my heart still
knows. 我眼睛看见的嘛。
I have seen with my own eyes.
这就是反对基督徒的政权笨的地方啊。
That's why the government that try to persecute Christians is stupid.
叫人否认主。
They ask them to deny the name
of
the Lord.
主在我的里面呢。
But the Lord is inside of me.
否认主什么用
？So how? What's the point to deny something is in me?
一逼迫教会。
And when government persecuted.Church.
你一算定了，教会马上要复兴了。
And you know for sure, church will revive because of that persecution.
逼迫最厉害的地方。
And wherever the persecution is the greatest,
复兴最大的地方。
That's where the revival is the greatest.
因为我们的主是复活基督。
And our Lord is the risen Christ.
他在宝座。
He is on the throne.
我常说我们是个树啊。
And I oftentimes mention that.
不是我们是真葡萄树。
That we are.His branches, he's the vine.
葡萄树都是根长在下面的，对不对
？The roots of vine are in the ground.
往上长的。
But it grows upward.
只有我们这个真葡萄树啊。
Yeah, only true vine like us.
倒过来长的。
We grow in the opposite manner.
我们的根在宝座。
Our roots are in the the throne.
耶稣基督登宝座了。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is on the throne.
才长下来了。
And from there the tree grows.
长出几万的弟兄姊妹们。
And grow into millions and millions of Christians.
长出彼得约翰。
Grow into John Peter.
长出保罗。
Paul.
一代一代长到今天
generation after generation till this day
长出我们这帮基督徒来了
grow unto us
我们今天活在地上
so we live on earth
一个见证
we have one testimony
见证主是复活基督
that is to testify our Lord is the risen Christ
所以逼迫教会啊
so that's why church is persecuted
太笨太笨了
it's stupid to persecute church
你只能砍枝子啊
You can cut off branches.
枝子越砍就修理越多，结果越多了。
And the more you trim, the faster it grows.
越砍教会，教会越兴旺了。
Therefore, the more you persecute church, the more abundant it becomes.
复活的时候，一百二十位弟兄姊妹。
When at the resurrection of the Lord, there are only 120 Christians.
罗马帝国逼迫教会一百年。
After 100 years of persecution by the Roman Empire.
逼迫到一百年之后。
That's 100 years worth of time.
罗马城里面殉道的人上百万
and the martyrs amounted to a million
什么速度增长的啊
so how and when did Christian grow in number
复活基督
because it's the risen Christ in them
我信主的时候宣告基督徒在中国是120万
and when I was a Christian when I became a Christian there were about 1,200,000 Christians
今天超过一亿了
but now it's over 100 million
这六十年的时间
in 60 years of time
什么力量从一百万变到一亿的呀
what caused this rapid growth
我们的主是复活基督
and our Lord is the risen Christ
圣灵在中国彰显他的大能
the Holy Spirit manifests his power in China
所有逼迫教会政权都要倒下
all the government that persecutes will collapse one day
一直砍枝子
They keep on trimming the branches.
你摸不到那个根啊。
But they cannot touch the root of heaven.
根在宝座。
It's on the throne.
除非你能胜过耶稣基督。
Unless you can overcome Jesus Christ.
你才能胜过教会。
Then you have a chance to overcome church.
耶稣基督在宝座。
But Jesus is on the throne.
你摸不着耶稣基督。
You can't touch Jesus.
你就没有办法逼迫教会。
Then you can persecute church.
越砍枝子，枝子越多了。
The more you trim,The more it grows.
我们这个树倒过来长的。
Because we are a tree growing upside down.
主在宝座。
The Lord is on the throne.
今天在地面上，我们这些人存留啊。
And we remain on earth these days.
这是保罗讲的话。
That's what Paul said.
我们还活在地上存留的人。
And us who remain alive.
主要再来了。
The Lord will come back.
再来的人把千万圣徒都带来了。
And he will bring millions of saints with him.
保罗还加上我们这个存活存留的人。
And for us who remain on earth.
一起被提到空中云外与主相遇。
We shall be raptured and meet with the Lord and saints in the cloud.
赞美主。
We praise the Lord for that hope.
主有两次被提教成教会。
And church will experience two raptures.
一次被提。
First time,
得胜者被提。
The overcomers.
一直被提到神的宝座。
Will be taken up all the way to the throne of God.
神的宝座有多远呢？
How far is the throne of God?
要跨过整个太空啊。
And it will cross the entire universe.
我家里我每月读几本杂志。
And I have these magazines at home.
有本杂志专门讲天文的。
And there is one particular magazine.
多半我都没有读。
And I usually don't bother to read.
读起来头痛。
And because I had a headache, I would have a headache if I read it.
这个数字大的叫人头痛呀。
And because the numbers and theory is just too much for me.
人太渺小了。
Oh, how small human beings are.
地球这样的一个星球。
And our Earth is in the entire galaxy.
在太空的多如海沙呀。
And there are so many more.Plants or stars like the size of Earth in the galaxy.
我们活在地上。
We live on this earth.
我们地上，我们这么多人，当这个渺小的人。
And there are millions of people, and we're just one of them. We're so insignificant.
太渺小了。
We're too small.
但是教会不渺小。
But church is not insignificant.
为什么教会不渺小
？Why isn't church insignificant?
耶稣基督来了。
Because Jesus Christ comes.
他道成肉身。
He came into the world.
他穿上我们的样式。
He enclosed us a human being.
主耶稣复活了。
He resurrected.
差遣圣灵来。
He sent down His Holy Spirit.
住在教会的里面。
He abides in the church.
圣灵复活基督。
And the Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
住在教会里面。
Now lives in the church.
我们比这个太空所有星球都大了。
Now we are bigger than any planet in the universe.
我们神的儿女活在这做见证。
Therefore, children of God, we need to testify.
复活的见证。
We need to bear the testimony of the resurrection. So we need to know Christ.
我们一直要开眼。
We need to open our eyes.
一直要开眼。
We need to see it.
更多认识基督。
We need to know more and more of Christ.
基督比海还深啊。
Christ is deeper than the ocean.
海怎么跟主比啊？
How can ocean compare with Christ?
认识基督。
Know Christ.
2000年教会一直都认识基督。
In the past 2000 years, church tried to know Christ.
我们用一生的年日来认识基督。
And we will use our entire life to know Christ.
第一件是认识基督。
We need to first know Christ.
我们不讲我们头脑里明白的道。
Not to comprehend.
要讲主开我眼睛看见的话呀。
But because the Lord opened my eyes and I see it.
开我的眼。
Oh Lord, open my eyes.
认识主了。
So that I know you.
我们又有话可以讲了。
And we gonna have more excuse.
要发表我圣灵启示的耶稣基督啊。
I need to express the Christ through revelation.
保罗讲第二件大事。
So the second thing Paul said.
晓得他的复活的大能。
I want to know the power of his resurrection.
这是最大的一句话。
And this is the greatest
thing. 晓得他的复活的大能。
Know the power of his resurrection.
复活大能就在教会里面。
That is in his church.
从我们身上彰显的。
That is manifested through us.
你不要以为复活大能什么了不起的大事。
Don't belittle the power of resurrection.
我们一生啊，大事也没有几件。
And you know, in our lives, there are not many great matters.
保罗讲的复活大能
Here the power of resurrection
都在日常的小事里面
God refers to our small things in our daily living
那些复活的大能
On small things we need manifest
晓得他的复活大能
The power of his resurrection
第三件是磨成他死的形状
Thirdly, to be conformed into the image of his death
这死的形状怎么个形状呢
How do you be conformed into his image of death?
我们不想做死人，我们是活人啊。
We don't want to be a dead person. We are alive.
那保罗不是叫我们想到那个死身体的死啊。
But that's not what Paul means here.
保罗讲的属灵的死在我们身上。
He said, "Let a spiritual death occur."
什么叫做死啊
？What does that mean?
我问你们一件事，死人有没有反应
？Let me ask you, would a dead person react?
死人会不会反应
？Can a dead person react?
你骂一个活的人，他。要反应啊
If you scold a living person, they will react.
你骂个死人会不会反应
If you scold a dead person, would that person react? No reaction whatsoever.
你逼迫个死的人有没有反应
If you persecute a dead person, would that person react?
他没有反应了
No reaction.
今天基督的死在我们身上
Therefore, let the death of Christ on us.
最大值的表现
And the greatest manifestation.
我们的生命没有反应
And we have no reaction.
这句话不容易
It's not easy to understand.
看见主的死了，我们就不反应了。
But if you see the death of Christ, then you will have no reaction.
我信主以前的反应多了。
I have all kinds of reactions before I became a Christian.
没有人可以欺负我的。
And no one can offend me.
欺负我就厉害反应了。
And because if I'm offended, I will fight back.
信主72年了。
Now I've been living the Lord for 72 years.
没有反应。
I becoming no response.
偶尔有个反应。偶尔有个反应。
Not say.
No.偶尔有一个反应
出来。Oh, once in a while, I have a response.
那是我失败了。
Because I fail.
我没有失败。
If I do not fail.
没有反应的。
And I will have no reaction.
只有你骂我，没有我反应的事情。
You can scold me, I will not have reaction.
我里面死的生命。
Because the death in me.
基督伟大死的生命。
Is the death of Jesus Christ.
把所有的肉体力量都吞灭了。
That swallow up all my flesh and blood reaction.
神的儿女不反应。
So children of God will not react.
你逼迫我。
You can persecute me.
我们不反应。
I will not fight back.
你再厉害的逼迫。
You can persecute me greatly.
把力量都好像投在大海里面一样了。
And you are like throw all your power into the ocean.
我们的生命比大海大多了。
Our life is greater than that of ocean.
耶稣基督受死的生命。
Oh, that is the death of Jesus Christ.
把整个死亡都吞下去了。
Which swallow up entire death.
对一切肉体的攻击。
Therefore, any attacks from another flesh.
没有反应。
We have no response.
大家回去都学个功课了哈。
Let's learn that.
有要反应的就没有反应。
And your reaction should be no reaction.
这个学习过来的。
You cannot just imitate or learn to.
看见主的死了。
Only if you see that you die with him.
住在基督里。
And you abide in him.
栽种在他死的形状上。
You have been planted in the image of death.
吸取主的生命。
And you absorb the life of the Lord into yours.
所有对我们的事情都消失了。
And anything that bothers us.
有的我自己也稀奇，怎么没反应呢
？Sometimes I am amazed at my lack of reaction.
我的脾气不是个没反应的脾气啊。
I know my natural life. I have all kinds of reaction.
耶稣基督伟大的死的生命。
But because the life of the death of Jesus Christ.
当我和主的关系对的时候。
Especially when I'm in the right relationship with the Lord.
栽种在死的形状上。
Then I am planted in the image of His
death. 我住在基督里。
I abide in Christ.
吸取主的生命。
And absorb from the life of the Lord.
再不好的环境没有反应。
And no matter how hard the situation may be, I will not have reaction.
两千年教会最伟大的表现。
And that is the greatest manifestation of his church. That is no reaction.
用复活的反应。
React with the resurrection life.
活出主的复活生命来。
Live out the life of his resurrection.
认识基督。
We need to know Christ.
晓得他的复活的大能。
And the power of his resurrection.
磨成他死的形状。
And be conforming into his image of death.
保罗把精力带到最高峰了。
And that is the climax of Paul's experience.
让我们看见。
Then we see.
约翰讲到耶稣基督的死。
John also talked about the death of Jesus Christ.
在启示录。
In the book of Revelation,
约翰给我们最大的福音了。
John gave us the best gospel.
只有复活有两次。
And there are two resurrections.
一次第一次复活。
One is the first resurrection.
第二次复活，全世界的人都要复活的。
And the second resurrection, everybody resurrected.
不信主的人要复活的。
Whether they believe in the Lord or not.
复活要受审判的。
But they will be raised from the dead to be judged.
做了这么多坏事，怎么死了就算了？哪有那么便宜啊
？Don't think you can do all the evil things and die and be done with.
还有审判在后面呢。
Because the judgment will follow.
人人必有一死。
Everyone will die.
死后岂有审判
？And there will be judgment after death.
所有都复活的。
Because one day everyone will be raised from the dead.
有两次复活。
For Christians, we have two resurrections.
你看说第一次复活的人。
We have two times of resurrection. First batch.
有福了。
Is blessed.
圣洁了。
They are holy.
第二次的死。
The people, because.
在他们身上没有权柄。
The second death has no power on them.
我们都要争取第一次的复活。
So we need to fight to get the first resurrection.
胜过第二次的死。
So that we can overcome the death second time.
那才是得胜者。
That's overcomer.
主耶稣已经得胜了。
The Lord has won the victory.
我们在这个耶稣基督得胜的根基上。
And we are standing on the foundation of the victory of Jesus Christ.
夸主的得胜。
We boast his victory.
圣灵已经降下了。
Holy Spirit has been sent down.
这彼得在使徒行传第二章传福音。
In the book of Acts chapter 2, Peter was preaching the gospel.
你们所逼迫的耶稣基督。
This Jesus whom you crucified.
神用右手将他高举。
God has exalted him on high in his right hand.
他从父神接受了荣耀的圣灵。
And he has received from Father God the Holy Spirit.
把你们所听见看见的浇灌下来。
And has poured out unto you what you have seen and heard.
意思讲是我们圣灵降下了。
So the Holy Spirit has come down.
120弟兄姊妹得着圣灵能力
了。120 brothers and sisters were received the power.
罗马帝国咱们眼中不没有回事。
Roman Empire no longer means anything to them.
这些加利利的小民。
All these little Galileans.
胜过最大的帝国。
Overcome the greatest empire in their time.
把福音带到全天下。
And they share the gospel throughout the land.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们站在这个得胜的根基上。
Now you and I are standing on the same foundation.
我们还要做这个见证。
We will continue to testify.
复活的见证。
Oh, give the testimony of resurrection.
叫我认识基督。
I want to know Christ.
晓得复活大能。
And his power of resurrection.
磨成他死的形状。
And to be conforming into his image of death.
都要争取第一次的复活。
We need to strive to get on board with the first resurrection.
我们大家彼此劝勉好不好？
Let us encourage one another.
不要做个太不出息的基督徒啊。
Don't be those insignificant Christians.
都要争取第一次的复活。
We want to strive to get on the first
resurrection. 有福了。
They are blessed.
圣洁了,
they are holy.
第二次的是,
and the second death
在他们身上没有缺病,
has no power over them.
我们和主一同作王一起, and, 永永远远,
and we will reign with the Lord forever.
今天我们把最大的福音传给神的儿女,
now I am sharing with you the greatest gospel.
大家都要争取第一次的复活,
everyone strive for the first resurrection.
不要等到末了一班车,
don't wait for the last train.
这差别太大了,
because there is a great difference.
都要证据第一次复活,
let's all hop on the train of first resurrection.
叫第二次死在我身上没有缺病,
so that the second death has no power over us.
我们末了终于要经过死亡,
we all gonna die one day.
神儿女经过死亡,
children of God will die one day.
我这个是跨个门槛,
and to us, we're just crossing a gate.
今天晚上我要回去了, 要跨个门槛,
when we return home tonight, we need to cross the gate.
跨门槛需不需要哭啊?
Do you need to cry when you cross that door?
没有人跨门该需要哭的, 对不对?
Nobody cried when you just go through the door.
我要回家了,
because I'm going through the door to go home.
我要去个最好的地方了,
a good place.
我要到主那里去了,
I'm going home to be with the Lord.
因为我也留不住的,
you cannot keep me here.
我们要向死亡跨胜,
we need to boast or victory over death.
争取第一次复活,
let's all strive to obtain the first resurrection.
叫第二次的是没有缺病,
so the second death has no power over us.
再来唱那个起来为耶稣,
let's sing the song again. Stand up for Jesus. Hymn 658, 658首.
好，大家自己站起来。 请给我们音,
请站起来唱 658首。 Those who want to offer yourself to the Lord, you can come forward. Don't come up to the stage, you can come forward or to the sides. Let's sing from verse 2. Let us pray together. Hallelujah.